844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, and that's Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and the dawn of resistance is here. None other than Miss Maggie Dawn. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, Earl. It's great to be here. I'm doing well this morning.
It's always good to have you, but it was especially good to have Judge Janet on this morning, and so let's talk a little bit about the position, the job that Judge Protasiewicz is dealing with, the court that she's on presently.
Yep.
And as if that's some kind of walk in the park.
Right, right. So at Judge Janet and team, if you're listening out there, here's the ad. Ask Dan Kelly how many people he's put in prison, how many people he's prosecuted, and the answer to that is zero. Okay. Janet Protasiewicz has spent nearly, and I think it might be slightly over, 2 years in the felony and sexual assault, sexual violence division. That those are the most gruesome, hardest crimes, and she puts people away and sentences them according to the law. She also spent time presiding over the high-intensity drug trafficking court, where I know that she was threatened. And she yet took the bench when many other judges would have recused themselves because of the threat level. I don't know what else someone can do to prove that they are worthy of not just consideration, but elevation to the bench. 25 years as a frontline prosecutor through all the different prosecutorial units in the district attorney's office. How many people have you prosecuted, Dan? Zero. How many people have you sentenced, Dan? Zero. So for anybody that supports Dan Kelly, find what you might think you can about Judge Janet Protasiewicz to criticize, but it ain't that she's soft on crime. And listen, you sentence, you know, well over 1,000 people. There will be people that maybe you would look back and say, if I had the gift of future, being able to tell the future, right, I would have sentenced this person differently. But that's not how our justice system works. And there, I do admit of the fact that there could be someone who so screwed up a sentencing, or sentencings were so out of line and so woefully inconsistent, that it smacks of arbitrariness, that it would be disqualifying. But cherry picking out one or two sentences in the past is disingenuous and a flat out lie at worst, right? I mean, that's just not a fair criticism of Janet Protasiewicz, which finds something else that you do want to criticize her about. Of course, the problem, Earl, as we both know at the conceit here, is that they don't have anything else right to say about her. She is a rock-solid candidate with the appropriate credentials to be elevated to the Supreme Court, and Dan Kelly simply is not. He has a degree from a religious law school. The blog posts that Dan Bice wrote about this past week were absolutely revolting in their misogyny and sort of presumption that individuals cloaked in the power of the court should be able to dictate the sexual mores of other people, regardless of what your religious belief is absolutely anathema to a secular democracy. I don't know where Dan Kelly thinks he's operating, but this is not an authoritarian state. This is not a religious government that we have here. It is one of and by and for the people. Thank you, Tom in L.A. And it's high time that Dan Kelly be reminded of that on April 4th when everybody shows up and roundly beats his butt in this election. I could not have been more disgusted by this man. And let's be clear who he was suggesting these blog comments to. That abortion should be illegal because otherwise there would be rampant sex. He's talking about women. Right? He's saying women, because we're the only ones that have to bear the children. Dan, if you think that's true, then why is it that we aren't requiring men, before they get a Viagra pill or any ED pill, to prove that they're gainfully employed, that their wife, they can only get it, of course, if they're married, because otherwise that would fall into that moral abomination of rampant sex. Married men, that their wife can still conceive and that they're gainfully employed so as to be able to afford that child until the age 18. Otherwise, Dan, why don't we legislate that? I guarantee you he would not agree with that. This is about women's sexuality. And dear Dan, I want to have rampant sex. I'd like to have rampant good sex. And how dare you suggest that is not an okay thing for me to do, so long as it's between consenting adults, that I engage in appropriate, safe intercourse, right? Whether it's with one partner or two, right? But that is, you don't get to tell me how to live my life in that way. That is what has been revealed. There's nothing for Dan Kelly to criticize Janet Protasiewicz about except to make up lies. This is a lie. It shouldn't be... I can't say it shouldn't be aired because political advertising is all about sort of misdirection and things. But wow, Dan Kelly, maybe you should tend to your own messy house and your own liabilities and deal with those rather than making up lies about Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, but he has no choice.
Of course.
And they're going to continue to make up lies because the Republicans made a major misstep when they overturned Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, it's careful what you wish for, because now you got it, and people might get a little ticked off about it.
And they overstepped, and they thought that they would be able to get away, and it's not going away.
No, nope.
Right? And
nope.
They're going to pay the price. Continue paying the price.
As well, for they that. Should. As well, they should. When your party's platform is basically regressive policies that privilege the white male heteronormative patriarchy, you know, demographically, that ain't going to work here in the United States. So effectively, you have to come up with some other baloney to sell. And that's, you know, .. Fox News, Donald Trump, Dan Kelly's. Because you just can't rely on the substance or the merits of your arguments anymore because they simply do not carry the day. There's a reason why Tucker Carlson is probably Fox News' best employees. He understood two things very clear: what that business's profit model was and how to protect it, right? What Tucker actually was doing, you know, in these texts and all this stuff reveals, right, is he's like, I do not want these people on my show because what they're saying is likely to be a lie. It has no evidentiary basis. But he also wanted to shut down people that were willing to say that on Fox's air. Right. Like, he went after the actual journalists that were questioning that and saying there is no factual basis. So Tucker, man, he should get employee of the decade for Fox News because that guy's carrying the water. He understood exactly the conceit of Fox News.
Yeah. So he clearly understood it. But so did
Mr.
Laura
Murdoch.
Abraham, yeah. And so Laura did Rupert Ingram. Murdoch.
Yep.
And so did Sean Hannity.
Of course. And, listen, Maria Bartolomo, she's an idiot. Lou Dobbs, an idiot.
Judge
Jeannie Pirro, idiot. Right. But like Laura Ingram, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, those are not the dummies on Fox News, right? Those are their heavy hitters.
Right.
And Rupert Murdoch, you don't build a, you know, multi-billion dollar global media empire a la Succession on HBO. You're an idiot. You see those big brains at Fox trying to slalom through the journalistic, ethical, and legal quagmire that Fox News's premise created. And that is, we have an opinion section, and these are our opinion people, but the rest of these people, they do hard news. Well, that has been shown to be all total horse pucky. It's why you don't see Chris Wallace doing Sunday mornings on Fox
Chris Wallace
News,
left.
Right?
He was
that other guy. What was his name with the curly brown, gray hair? Stewart, whatever his name is. He's on CNN.
Right.
All the real news journalists, a bunch of their real news producers, all left.
But they fed people what they wanted.
Yeah, because that's what put quote unquote butts in chairs, right?
Right.
Eyeballs on screen sells advertising. That is the premise of TV journalism. Listen, there is a bit of a moral crisis, I think, within the journalistic community because their business model has been blown to bits, right, by the internet and the 24-hour news cycle. And so there's such fierce competition for eyeballs and clicks that you can, the beast, the snake can eat itself. You define yourself into such a narrow contingency that you need every eyeball, every click, that you have to continue feeding them what people want to hear because that's what gets them to click.
Well, it gets
right?
to be more tabloid than it does
correct
anything else.
And I please those who are going to call up and say, ooh, MSNBC, I challenge you to find anything the likes of which we just talked about that has happened on MSNBC or any other quote-unquote liberal media outlet. It just does not happen. Now, have journalists on MSNBC and on, quote, left-leaning media outlets gotten facts wrong? Yes. They issue corrections. Right?
Yes.
Where's the correction, Fox News? Guess what they're not running? I put up on my LinkedIn, anybody who hasn't looked at my LinkedIn from about a week ago, I took the quote from Rupert Murdoch's deposition where he says, yes, we endorsed these lies, these hosts did.
Right.
Right? And then I put up the search engine from Fox News where I put in the words Dominion Voting Systems and the range of dates from January 1st to last week. Zero hits. Because, of course, they won't tell their own dupes that we're duping you. Hey, don't listen to us because we're lying to y'all, just so you know.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Maggie, tell us how you really feel. 844-967-2789. That's fine. I don't have to say anything. I'll just sit here and listen. 844-967-2789. The Dawn of Resistance is in rare form. We'll be right back. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You can follow me on Facebook at the Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. It's Wednesday. The Dawn of Resistance is in rare form. So our phone line's open again. 844-967-2789. So Maggie, people, I don't think they intentionally realize that they've been had, some of the people, and maybe they just can't discern the difference, as I said earlier. And And sometimes, you know, politics is pretty involved. And so you can be misled, right?
Oh, this but is what about no, some no, common no, sense no, stuff? Let's, no, no, no. I love you, ma'am, but like, nope. This was not a difficult bouncing ball to follow. And here they are, as we were talking about in break, like doubling down with the 40,000+ hours of footage, and like, oh no, 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 no. These people were just respectful patriots visiting the Capitol.
Why now? Why are they doing this now? I mean, what are they looking to gain with this?
Like, the timing is weird. I have to admit that. Maybe it's... I can't imagine it has anything to do with our little bitty Supreme Court election, but maybe it does. I don't get it. And I was jokingly saying to you during the break, but I mean it half seriously, in any coup d'etat, any armed insurrection, any attempt to overthrow a government that has happened in history, I bet there's a few folk who show up and they're like, hey, you think maybe we're on the wrong side of this one and we might want to like ease back a little bit at like the Molotov right. cocktail throwing, cop beating, you know, violent, fraudulent. Anyways, you get my point. There's always been people that I think you get into the moment and maybe you think we shouldn't be doing that, but that was not, you know, less than 1% of that crowd does not the crowd make, right? And I, you know, Kevin McCarthy sort of becoming complicit in all of that. He has to. He's sold his soul. He's basically said, I'm willing to become a powerless Enoch to the most rabid ruby red districts that exist in the House of Representatives. So I'll engage in this reality defying pretzeling Cirque du Soleil-esque show. So, no, the information is right. It's there. If somebody would just turn the television off of Fox News for 5 minutes, right? Like, literally any other news outlet. Even if you picked up, like, the Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, FT, right? Like, these other conservative outlets are covering it. So that is just nothing more than willful ignorance. So
let's bring on Mark from Sussex. Hey, good morning, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
I appreciate you taking my call, but have you guys ever heard of the Brady Law? The Brady Law is all about the accused having all of the evidence presented or the right to defend yourself. And by not turning this over, you're convicting hundreds and hundreds of people without...
Nope, sorry, Mark. No. What Jane does not have to do with Joe's conviction. These people aren't being convicted because of the acts of other people. They're being convicted based on their own actions on that day. People aren't convicted because they happen to be in a place at a period of time. They're convicted because they themselves engaged in violent behavior that is a crime. And yes, I'm well familiar with Brady material. It requires prosecutors to give over any exculpatory material that exists to defense attorneys. And, you don't think that the criminal defense lawyers for these folks are familiar with Brady material?
And by the way, Mark, she's the corporate counsel of Milwaukee County. But go ahead.
Themselves.
You say what? Mark? Oh, he...
Apparently, you didn't like that.
No.
Like, you think if that was an actual thing, Mark, that their defense lawyers wouldn't be arguing it? No, they're getting convicted based upon their actions, not the actions of the unruly mob, though certainly the mob impacted what these people decided to do. And this is the problem. The Fox News lie, I think, is partly morally culpable for what occurred, not partly, largely morally culpable, along with Donald Trump. There's lots of folks that bear moral responsibility for what happened on January 6th. These people were sold a bill of goods that was false, and they showed up believing that those falsehoods were true.
Right.
So, Mark, if you've got ire that you want to point in some direction, point it at Rupert Murdoch and Fox News. Don't tell me about Brady material. Tell me about how Fox News, who knew Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell were getting on their airwaves every night and lying to the American people. Get mad at them. Don't get mad at the Department of Justice for prosecuting people who tried to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power and then call yourself a patriot tomorrow morning. I say no, sir.
I think we better hurry up and go to a break. after that, I think we'll go to a break.
Maybe we'll talk about the death penalty next. I don't know.
So we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Yeah, I think we'll go to a break.
We'll go to a break.
Yeah,
right,
we'll be right back. Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The dawn of resistance is here, and she's loosed.
Loose.
Everybody, take the children and run for your lives. but you're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, good morning. A great show, great topic, great guest. On Fox News, you know, they get hit by the stupid stick so hard, they can't even figure out that the stupid stick is hitting them. And yep. Here's what's going on now. Tucker Carlson is number one in communist TV in Russia with his show on the peaceful gathering on January 6th. I'm watching this. You can't buy entertainment like this. Saturday Night Live will never have to retire. They'll make a fortune. They'll make more than Bill Gates. This guy is totally a whack job, and he's showing on TV how peaceful the demonstration was. But Russia and Putin love it. So just keep that in mind when you meet these people who buy into this. Yeah. And if you think I don't know about the stupid stick, of course, it hits me now and then, too. But talk to or access on YouTube, Jordan Kepler interviews Trump voters. The guys with the Trump cowboy hats and Trump shirts and all
Jordan,
that.
Jordan
you
Kepler
can't
puts together
believe what,
genius bits with those people.
You know, Bill, we all know, unfortunately, people that we love, who are caught up in the Trump, the conservative, all these lies, Fox News, and somehow there's something that they've done to control these people. I'm not saying they're bad people, but something about what Trump did, some mind control
well,
or something.
What he does. Earl, excuse me for interrupting, but here's why they do. They sell them fear, and they buy fear, and they're people that are fearful. Just their lifestyle, their culture, they're fearful. Well, the government is out to get you. They're trying to overthrow you. They want to, immigrants want to steal your money and steal your schools and steal your driver's license.
The blacks are coming to break in your house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's we know from a human psychology
hey, Bill,
perspective.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Bill. We know from a human psychology perspective that fear is way more motivating than hope or optimism or any of those things. And this has Trump and where we are in this moment is the natural extension of the wheels set in motion by Richard Nixon and that continue to turn. This is, you know, I love how everybody talks about Ronald Reagan like he's some revered saint. By the way, he raised taxes twice. Ronald Reagan raised taxes twice. But these are the sorts of shrink the government, government's bad, a very amorphous boogeyman that's sort of described, that's rooted in xenophobia and misogyny and racism. That's basically about if you're, you know, a rich white guy, this system works real good. Somebody says to you, make America great again. You're like, hell yeah. Yes, that works for me. Give me more of that, right? Like, come on now.
You know, Maggie, I wanted to jump to this because you talk about fear. Anti-LGBTQ bills filed in states this year, rapidly approaching 500, already more than in all of 2022, the ACLU says.
Yep.
So now they've got people terrified.
Yep. And
even though people may not even know anybody who's LGBTQ and don't know anything about it,
they actually their friend, cousin, sister, brother, niece, nephew is not telling them because they hold these abhorrent hate-based views. But please continue.
So my point is, they've created and continue all these laws on people who have done nothing to them.
Right.
And whose lives don't impact theirs or intersect with theirs anywhere.
No. Nope.
But yet there are people who are jumping on this bandwagon. Yep. This is the part of it that is so hurtful in this society. And we can talk about this country, the greatness of it, but the prejudices of it far outweigh the greatness that we talk about. Because people who have don't impact your life at all, you now all of a sudden are attacking them. Why?
So this is a multi-headed beast, right? That sort of comes under the mantle of the scare tactics around being woke, right? Whatever that is. I call that wise, open-minded, kind, and enlightened, but that's just me. So there's this sort of bizarre argument that they're making about the children are being indoctrinated.
Right.
Okay, so there's a couple of responses to that, which is, first of all, if you don't like a public school curriculum, and conflicts between parents and school boards have been here since time immemorial, we've never seen outside influence groups coming to school board meetings in, you know,
right,
boo-foo and, you know, threatening school board members. School board members and school boards and their interactions with state departments of instructions have largely been based in educational expertise. Of course, you see what I would call far more troubling erasure of difficult portions of American history from elementary and high school textbooks. But listen, if you don't want your kid to have access in a library to the book about the two gay penguins, right, from the Central Park Zoo, then take your kid out and send them to private school or homeschool them. That is your option. And we've seen the resurgence of homeschooling, right? It's a new big thing. That's an option. Secondly, if you're concerned about children's well-being and safety, I would suggest that you explain to me how the book about gay penguins or a drag queen story hour has ever killed a child. And you're probably not going to be able to do that.
Right.
And I will point out to you that more children are killed by handguns in this country than car accidents, cancer, or any other childhood cause of death combined, right? But you don't want to do anything about that, right? So we have the First Amendment on one hand, right? That's the other lens, is people, the way that they dress and express themselves, that is expression that is protected under our Constitution. And then you have another right, guns. And yet one right can't be regulated in any shape or form. And the other one, you're willing to just push off the table under some made-up idea that this is harming kids, when the vast body of medical evidence from every single medical association that is not a propped up garbage group with a politicized agenda has said that gender affirming care for young people, which does not mean they're getting sex changes, people, stop talking about it like that, that actually saves young people's lives, right? I don't have any children, but the children that I do know and love and care for and spend time caretaking on behalf of, I want them to know a society that is loving and accepting, that doesn't prejudge people based upon how they choose to express themselves, and that different religions have different ideas about these things, and your parents are going to teach you the religion that they ascribe to. But as people move into young adulthood, they need to have this information presented in a constructive way, because they will get the information anyway.
So, Maggie, the kids will get there anyway. So what they've done is, through religion, interwoven this.
Right.
So people can say, well, the Bible says.
Right. Then get your Bible out of my public school. And again, I can go back to like, why we allow public tax dollars to fund religious-based education in this country, I still don't know. I think that's a constitutional abomination. But listen, if you don't want Jimmy to learn that there might be gay people in the world,
which have been in the world since day one,
then take little Jimmy out of public school. But my tax dollars support public schooling. I want to know, where are these woke mobs demanding, you know, where is the sort of analogy to these people that are threatening violence to school board members from the left? Because I'm not seeing that, right? Like, I don't see people threatening violence against school board members if they don't put the Two Gay Penguin book in the grade school library.
So let me ask you, Maggie, because what is always dumbfounds me is, I know that's old. Do they still use that word?
Dumbfounds. I love that word. That's a good
word. Oh, okay.
Word.
We can still use that word.
Anyway. I got another one for you.
Okay, what?
Blunderbuss.
Yeah.
That is a good word. Sorry.
Oh, it befuddles me.
Oh, that's another one.
Since the beginning of time. But that's the part of this country that people have freedoms. And you claim that we have these freedoms.
And so do children. So do children.
Okay.
If your child is, sorry to interrupt, but like, where have we lost the sense that children actually are owed, in a public school system funded by secular taxpayer dollars, the children are owed exposure to a number of different viewpoints responsibly presented in an age-appropriate manner. Children are owed that. They are not owed whitewashed, sanitized, cherry-picked, religious-based education decided by the wackadoo few. I'm sorry, where did we get lost? I mean, I think this is kind of the vibe that you were laying down, Earl. Like, I do not understand that. We should be able to do so much better for our kids. And the group of people in this country, in addition to young black men that are at greatest risk right now, are our trans youth.
But Maggie, doesn't this go, I mean, you know, you're a corporate attorney. Doesn't this go to the heart of the Constitution and all the things that people claim our forefathers, you know, and the founding fathers, our freedoms?
You bet it does.
So you can't pick and choose, but that's what they do.
Yes.
They pick and choose which issues they think we should be able to have freedoms for, and I'm going to decide what you can and what you can't do.
And it happens to be all those freedoms that affirm a Christian nationalist, regressive, patriarchal view of the world. No, thank you very much. Again, you know, Make America Great Again, that resounds only for a select few who either incorrectly think it's been working well for them, and that's the entire working poor and the working class,
right,
and those that really are doing very well under that system. We are not a Christian democracy. I'm going to say it again. We are not a Christian democracy. A number of our founding fathers were publicly atheistic, okay? So There is supposed to be a separation between church and state, and legislating under this guise of religious neutrality to, quote, protect children, as if I simply articulate whatever nuts belief, like people can only turn left from now on because that will protect children. Children just cross the street on the right side of the street, and that will protect children, and now this is the law. Like, that's stupid. So, this is stupid.
So this fight that should be occurring, the one side is losing. The sanity side is losing.
It is. We've ceded the territory. This is why I come back to these ideas that public education is public education. It is not to be owned by the few for the many.
We've got to go to a break. Al, Tom, hang on. The Dawn of Resistance is here. Maggie Dawn, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Wow. You can text us at that same number. Follow me on Facebook at The Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. Maggie Dawn is here, and, you know, things are never going to be the same.
I think the mic's on fire over here.
Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
Friends. Let me ask a question, Maggie.
Hey,
you graduated from Rufus King High School.
Yep.
If your parents knew about Rufus King, would they have let you go there?
Oh, they sure did know about King, and they were pleased to have me attend Rufus King.
Okay, well, no, I was saying that because King is rated one of the top high schools in the state and in the Midwest.
It still is.
Academically.
Yes.
And most people don't know that Rufus King was a general in the army and the cavalry, but he was also gay, and he was banished from Washington. They sent him out to Washington State because he was gay, and they named a county in Washington State after him. A few years ago, they had a big protest. Once the people out there found out he was a gay general, and they tried to change the name of the county, which failed. But see, I'm saying he was considered an outstanding general in the cavalry, and he did his job. What he did in his bedroom was nobody's business but his.
Amen. I say amen again.
But I'm just saying, if the parents knew that this man that they named the school after, which is one of the top academic schools in the state, was gay, would they have sent their children there?
Oh, my parents would have, even though I think at that time in the early to mid-90s, I started at King in 91, finished in 95. It took my parents a while to open their hearts and minds to both women's right to choose their own healthcare decisions, as well as to the right for LGBTQ folks to get married and to self-determine in that way. And let me use that phrase again, self-determine. That is what we are talking about here, folks. To self-determine
right.
your sexuality, right? Self-determine your healthcare decisions. But my parents didn't come from a place where they would sort of impose their beliefs on others. They approached those beliefs with humility, and that's why their opinions and their beliefs have changed over
Which
time.
Which is what all Americans should be doing, you know, in a nation that claims to be what we claim to be, right?
Yep. I say to people all the time, every day, at least once a day, humble yourself and think, what if I'm wrong about that? I do that with my own beliefs, and then I'll spend a little time doing more research or thinking more critically about it, seeking out alternate opinions. If we all did that at least once a day about something that we believe really strongly, boy, we would all be in much better shape.
Yeah, beliefs and rights are two different things, right?
No, like I like to say, feelings ain't facts.
Right. Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom.
Thanks, Coach.
From L.A. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
Hey, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us. Second, thanks, Al, for that incredible history lesson. I hope that doesn't get banned from one of these crazy schools. But I also want to say, hey, people out there, us gay people, we're kind of fun, actually. Each person that's gone that I've had that has never gone to a gay pride parade, all of a sudden I go, oh, my God, this is the best time I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there. Don't fear us.
Yeah.
But the one thing that the right does do, which makes me really happy, again, that I'm not part of that group because they're such miserable people, and they want everyone to be exactly the same as them, and that's why, you know, public school is so great because we have all different diversities, and then you might actually turn out to be a nice person to somebody else, a good Christian to somebody else later on in your life. And I would just like to say, CJ, I think you and I would probably get along, even though I'm a gay dude.
You had to bring his name up, but go ahead.
I know. I'm sorry about that, Earl. And some of these Lou and some of these other people, I think they probably, you know, we get along pretty well. But the biggest thing is nobody can make anyone gay.
My biggest thing is
if Republicans are spewing it, well, they're doing
it. So to me, Tom and Maggie, friendship shouldn't be predicated on what you do. Right? I mean, who you are. My friendship is based on, you know, people, and I don't look to see what they do in their private lives, right? Well, I do in a way, but certainly it has nothing, if they're making bombs or if they're threatening to overthrow the government,
right,
that's something else. But who they choose to spend their
lives in their intimate lives. And I think Tom puts his finger on, thanks for the call, Tom, the underlying false premise of all of this totally created hysteria, okay? No one has anything to fear from the LGBTQ plus community. Zero, zippo, nothing. The LGBTQ plus community has everything to fear from the right, from physical attacks and murder to subrogation and oppression. Here is the false premise. Nothing can make you gay. Nothing that your child sees or learns about can make them gay, trans, bisexual, queer, questioning, or anything else. What it can do is save a child from hating themselves. I'm going to get choked up. I am so sick of this. Those are the children, including our young black men, that are at greatest risk. And your response to this grave risk is not to look at gun legislation, not to look at root causes of health disparities and wealth disparities. Your response to this threat, this grave risk to children, is to create a false argument to distract us all from the business of government that government should be in every day, and that is protecting those who need some protection here. And that is our young LGBTQ youth. I hope you are out there. We are here for you. We love you. You belong.
That is Maggie Dawn, corporate counsel of Milwaukee County. And my friend, and I'm honored that she's on the airways.
Gotta go to a break.
Love you too. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.